ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਯੂ ਆਲ ਬੀਨ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ। ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਅ ਲੋਂਗ ਟਾਈਮ, ਯੂ ਬੀਨ ਹੇਅਰ ਸਿੰਸ ਓਵਰ 12 ਆਵਰਸ ਐਂਡ 7 ਇਨ ਦਾ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ. And I know it's late, that's why I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm only going to speak for about maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes. So just for these 15, 20 minutes, let us just talk a little bit. Because the question comes in our mind sometimes that why do we come to the Gurdwara? Because what happens is everything we do in life, we do for a reason. We do everything in this life for a reason. We go to school and we study hard so we can get good grades. Then we can go to college or university. And then we study hard there. So that we can get a good job. We do everything so we can get something in return. We work. Why do we work? So we can make money, and with that money we can buy things. Everything we do so we can get something in return. But why do we come to the Gurdwara? Why do we do Paath? Why do we do Simran? Why do we remember God? Because as more and more we remember God, we do Paath, we come to the Gurdwara, we'll get closer and closer and closer to God. We'll get closer and closer to Guruji. We'll get so close to Guruji that Guruji will always be with us. Just like over the last week, we listened to so many stories. We listened to how Bhai Mati Das Ji was cut into two pieces. His body was chopped in half with a saw, like you saw through a piece of wood. They saw through Bhai Mati Das Ji's body. We heard how Bhai Diala Ji was put inside a boiling hot pot and he was boiled alive like a vegetable. We heard how his skin peeled off his body. His skeleton was separate and his skin was separate. We heard how Pai Sati Das Ji was wrapped up in cotton. And while he was still alive, he was set on fire. He was burned. Right? We heard how Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji gave his head up to save the Hindus. We heard how 46 fought against a million. They never gave up. And yesterday we heard how Guru Gobind Singh Ji's two little boys, 5 years old and 7 years old, kindergarten and grade two, how they were not afraid. They gave their lives up, but they didn't give up their religion. Because that's what happens as you do more and more Simran, Paath, and you come to the Gurdwara, you get closer and closer to God, you get closer and closer to Guruji. And today I want to tell a story about another person who did a lot of Paath, a lot of Simran. His name was Bhagat Kabir Ji. And Bhagat Kabir Ji, he used to do lots and lots of Paath, lots and lots of Simran. And some people didn't like that because they were jealous. The Hindu pandits, the priests were jealous because the priests wanted people to do false rituals. The priests just wanted people to come to them. so that they can make money off of those people, using religion as an excuse. But Bhagat Kabir ji was not in love with money. Bhagat Kabir ji only had one mission in his life, and that mission was to go wherever he can and teach people what God really is, what religion really is. He broke them from the false rituals. And Bhagat Kabir ji traveled all over explaining this to people. But those jealous priests of the Hindu religion, the Hindu pandits, they were jealous. And they came up to the king Sikandar and they complained to him. And they said that this Bhagat Kabir ji is not a good person, that he's against the Muslims. He's starting his own religion. And King Sikandar decided that, okay, I'm going to arrest Bhagat Kabir ji. So King Sikandar sent his soldiers to arrest Kabir ji. The soldiers came to Kabir ji's house. They knocked on Kabir ji's door. When Bhagat Kabir ji opened the door, he saw that it was the soldiers. The soldiers arrested him and took him to the king. And King Sikandar was sitting inside of his palace. He was sitting high on a throne, really high up. And everybody would come and they would bow to King Sikandar. And he thought that he was really cool. He thought that he was the most powerful person. He had an ego. He thought that I am the most powerful person in this kingdom. Nobody is higher than me. Everybody would come and bow to the King Sikandar. The soldiers came, they bowed to King Sikandar also. But when Bhagat Kabir ji came, he didn't bow to the king. And when the king saw this, he got really mad. The king said, first the king asked him, what is your name? He goes, is your name Kabir? Are you the Kabir that everybody is talking about? And Bhagat Kabir ji said, yes, it's me. He goes, don't you know who I am? I'm the king. I'm King Sikandar. I'm the most powerful man in this kingdom. Everybody bows to me. I'm the most rich person in this kingdom. I can do anything I want. But Bhagat Kabir ji, he wasn't scared. Bhagat Kabir ji started to laugh and said something. He said that, ko har saman. Nahi Raja, eh bhupat sav divas char ke jhoothe kart diwaja. He's saying that King Sikandar, you call yourself the king, but for me, you're not my king. Because all these worldly kings are false because they're all going to die. They're not going to stay forever. He said, the only king I believe in is God. God is the only king who will never die. And that's the only king I bow to, no other king. And King Sikandar said, I'll see how great a king God is. He said that you think God is your savior, God is your king, God looks after you, then let's see how God helps you. He ordered his soldiers to tie Bhagat Kabir ji up with chains. Take Bhagat Kabir ji into the river Ganga and throw Bhagat Kabir ji into the river. And that's exactly what they did. They tied him up with chains, put him in a boat, and they went all the way into the middle of the river. And then they threw Bhagat Kabir ji into the water. Bhagat Kabir ji tells us in Guru Granth Sahib ji, they say, Gang Guzayan Gahar Gambir Dinjir Band Kar Kare Kabir. They're saying that I was tied up and I was thrown into the river. If it was one of us, imagine if they tied our bodies up with chains so we couldn't move and they threw us into the river, what would we do? We would probably scream. We'd be screaming out loud, crying, asking for help. But Bhagat Kabir ji, He had only one person that he asked help for, and that person was God. Because he believed in God 100%. Bhagat Kabir ji said that man na dige tan kahe ko dharaye Ram naam chit rahe samaye. Bhagat Kabir ji said that even though they threw me in the river, Bhagat Kabir ji said that you can do anything you want to my body. You can beat me up. You can slap me around. You can cut my body. But he goes, as long as my mind is strong, as long as my soul is strong, as long as from the inside I have God with me, you can't do anything to me. Right? In Gurbani it says, Tu mero mer parvat swami, ot gahi mai teri, na tum dullo, na hum girte, rakh li ni harmi. That we're nothing, we're weak, we're not strong. But if the wind comes really, really strong wind, sometimes it can even knock a person over the wind, if it's really strong. But a wind can't do anything to a mountain. A mountain is too strong. The wind can't push a mountain. Parvat, the wind can't push a mountain. And they're saying if we hold on to the mountain, then the wind can't do anything to us either. We're human beings. We can get scared. We can get pushed around. But God is like that mountain. God is really strong. Just like the wind can't do anything to the mountain, nobody can do anything to God. And if we hold on to God, then nothing can touch us. Nothing can scare us. And Bhagat Kabir ji said the same thing. He said, Man na digay, tan kahe ko dharaye, Ram naam chit rahe ho samaye. They're saying, even though I was thrown into the river, I just kept on remembering God. I just kept on remembering God. And what happened? God saved him. Ganga ki leher meri tutti jinji. That the chains broke. A miracle happened and Bhagat Kabir ji was saved. God saved him. The soldiers went back and told the king that Bhagat Kabir ji, we threw him in the river. He's probably dead by now. But Bhagat Kabir ji was not dead. Bhagat Kabir ji went back to his home. When the king found this out, he was mad. He sent his soldiers again, and he told his soldiers to go arrest Bhagat Kabir ji one more time. They arrested Bhagat Kabir ji. And this time they made a pile of wood, and they made Bhagat Kabir ji sit on top of that wood. And then they put more wood around him. And then they lit that pile of wood on fire. And Bhagat Kabir ji was stuck inside that pile of wood. All day that wood burnt. But Bhagat Kabir ji, he kept on remembering God. And by the end of the day, all the wood burned, but nothing happened to Bhagat Kabir ji. He was still okay. Everybody was shocked. That how can this be? But Satguru ji says that this is the power of having faith in God. That God is so powerful that if you believe in God, nothing can happen to you. Satguru ji says, every day we read Japji Sahib. Satguru ji says, Manne ki gat kahi na jaye, je ko kahe, pichhe pichhe. Kagad karan na likhan haar, manne ka bah karan. Aisa naam niranjan hoye, je ko man jaane, man ko. That if somebody believes in God, nobody can even tell how much power you get just by believing in God. That's the strength of believing in God. Amazing things happen when you put your faith in God. Bhagat Kabir ji, the next thing they tried is they tied Bhagat Kabir ji up, they put him on the ground, and they brought an elephant, and they tried to make the elephant step on Bhagat Kabir ji, to squish Bhagat Kabir ji's body. squish him flat. But in Guru Granth Sahib Ji, Bhagat Kabir Ji says that when that elephant came, that elephant refused to step on Bhagat Kabir Ji. The person that was riding the elephant, he kept on hitting the elephant on the head. The elephant's head cracked open, blood started coming out, but the elephant would still not step on Bhagat Kabir Ji. And finally, that elephant bowed to Bhagat Kabir Ji too. That's the power of believing in God, having faith in God. And that's what you get when you remember God. That God is always with you. We don't realize it living in this world. We think that our friends are always helping us, that our friends are the ones that are going to help us, our relatives. But if you look back at your life, you'll see that there was only one true friend who every second of your life was there for you. Always there to help you. And that friend is nobody else but God. And that friend is nobody else but the Guru. And that's it. And if Bhagat Kabirji remembered God and God saved him, then it's true that if we always remember God, if we always do pot and we're always in love with God, because God loves everyone. And if we give that love back to God, then God will always save us too, the same way He saved Bhagat Kabir Ji. Because sometimes in this country, in the Western world, sometimes I meet Gursikhs, especially younger ones who say they have problems because there's not many other people like them. That there's only a few Sikhs in their schools or in their jobs. Sometimes they have to go through tough times too. But the thing is if you remember God, if you have the Guru on your side, the Guru will help you through all those tough times. The Guru will look after you through all of those tough times. God will always look after you through those tough times. That's the power of believing in God. And today we need to realize that. Because that Guru is great. That Guru gave everything up for us. We heard this week that Guru Gobind Singh Ji loved his Sikhs so much that he gave up his own 4 sons for the Sikhs. He gave everything he had. Guru Gobind Singh Ji didn't even have shoes to wear. Guru Gobind Singh Ji, his clothes were ripped up. He was bleeding. He had nothing with him. And he gave it all up just so that the Sikhs would stay happy. Just for the Sikhs. That's how much Guru Gobind Singh Ji loved the Sikhs. So many sacrifices. And we need to realize those sacrifices. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji, before I end today, there's only one thing I wish to stress. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji started the Khalsa in 1699. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji brought Amrit to us so that we can take Amrit and become the Khalsa, become strong, become pure. Because once you become a Khalsa, you're not afraid of anything. Once you become a Khalsa, you know God is with you all the time. You know the Guru is with you all the time. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji sacrificed every single thing for his Sikhs. Such much asa Sikh dharm vich asa Sikhan ne Guru Gobind Singh Ji di qadar nahi kiti jo Guru Gobind Singh Ji ne sade vaste kiti. ਅਸੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝ ਸਕੇ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਨ, ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹਨ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਨਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਯਾਰ ਖਾਨ ਯੋਗੀ ਵਰਗਿਆ, ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਨਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਯਾਰ ਖਾਨ ਯੋਗੀ ਨੇ, ਉਸਨੇ ਆਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਯੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਮੋਰੀਦੋ ਸੇ ਯੇ ਸ਼ਫਕਤ ਵੀ ਕਹੀ ਹੈ ਭਗਤੀ ਮੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਸ਼ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਉਲਫਤ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਜਜ਼ਬੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖੇ ਕਦੀ ਹਮਨੀ ਅੱਲਾ ਯਾਰ ਖਾਨ ਯੋਗੀ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਤਨੀਆਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ, ਮੈਂ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਨੇ ਇਤਨੀਆਂ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀਆਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ। ਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਖਣੀ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ, ਉਲਫਤ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਜਜ਼ਬੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖੇ ਕਦੀ ਹਮਨੇ, ਹਾਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਇੱਕ ਬਾਤ ਸੁਣੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਦੀ ਹਮ। ਦੇਖਣੀ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਲ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੁਣੇ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ। ਅੱਲਾ ਕੀ ਕਸਮ ਹੈ, ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਸੁਗੰਧ ਹੈ, ਜਿਤਨੀ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਵੋ ਕਮ ਹੈ। ਜਿਹਨੇ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਨ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਸਮਝ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕੇ। ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਇੱਕ ਗੋਰਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ, ਇਸ ਗੋਰੇ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਨਾ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਮੂਰਖ ਹੋ। ਇੱਕ ਗੋਰੇ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੂਰਖ ਹਨ। ਮੈਂ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਗੋਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਕਿਹਾ, ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਆਖ ਰਿਹਾ। ਤੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵਰਗਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਦਰ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ। ਉਹ ਗੋਰੇ ਨੇ ਆਖਿਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਆਖਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਗੋਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੋਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਪਾਨ ਕੀਤਾ, ਸਾਰੇ ਗੋਰੇ ਕੇਸਾ ਤਾਰੇ। ਅ ਵਾਈਟ ਗਾਏ ਮੈਟ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਵਾਈਟ ਗਾਏ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈਟ ਗਾਏ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਆਲ ਯੂ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਆਰ ਫੂਲਸ। I looked at him, I was shocked. And I go, why are you saying that? And he goes, because he read about Guru Gobind Singh Ji and he said, Guru Gobind Singh Ji was so great, but you guys don't even know how to respect him. That you guys aren't even keeping your hair, you guys aren't even keeping turbans. And that white guy said to me that if Guru Gobind Singh Ji was a white guy, then all the white people would be Amrit Shah. All the white people would keep beards and turbans. Those people who realized who Guru Gobind Singh Ji was, we haven't even realized that. When we live through our lives, we should try to make it a goal. Those of us that are not Amrit Shak yet, haven't taken Amrit yet, we should realize that we should try our hardest to one day take Amrit. Become part of the Khalsa and come close to God, because then God always on your side, Guru is always on your side, Guru will be your mother, Guru will be your father, Guru will always take care of you. And that's my request to everybody here. And basically in ending today, I just wish to say that over the last week, we spent the last week with all of you here in this camp, and I'm hoping that you learned something here. You learned something new about Sikhism during this last week. We tried our hardest to teach, and we may have made many mistakes. So if any of us volunteers made any mistakes, I wish to ask forgiveness from all the Sangat and all the children. And I hope that you all learned something here from this camp. And maybe next year we might come back here also. Depending on whether the children like the camp or not, if the children want us to come back or not. But that we don't know. That the children are going to have to tell us. If they want us to come back or not. But we will try our hardest to come back next year. Sama samapat hai, ikko hi benti hai sangata paas. Ke is sansar vich vekhya, ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਓਪਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਘੱਟ ਕੋਈ ਹੈ ਐਸੇ ਮਨੁੱਖ ਜੋ ਕਿਸੇ ਓਪਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਰਉਪਕਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਤਿਆਰ ਹਨ, ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਤਿਆਰ ਹਨ। ਪਰ ਅਸਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਇਹੀ ਆਸ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਸੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਸਾਂ। ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਸੀ ਇਸ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ, ਤੇ ਇਹੀ ਆਸ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਮਹਾਨ ਹਨ। ਤੇ ਆਸ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਝ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਇਸ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਤੇ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਲਈ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਇਸ ਕੈਂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਿਰਫ 7 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਣ ਸਕਦਾ ਪੂਰੀ, ਤੇ ਇਹ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਘਰ ਵੀ, ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਮਾਂ ਪਿਓ ਆਪਣੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦੇਣ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ, ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀਆਂ ਸਾਖੀਆਂ ਦੱਸਣ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਲ ਪ੍ਰੀਤੀ ਕਰਨੀ ਸਿਖਾਉਣ। ਇਹੀ ਆਸ ਹੈ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ, ਇਹ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇਸ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ, ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਇੱਕ ਐਸਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਇਵੇਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਹੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ, ਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹੀ ਆਸ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਇੱਕ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਕੈਂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਭੁੱਲਾਂ ਭੁਲੇਖਿਆਂ ਹੋ ਗਈਆਂ ਹੋਣਗੀਆਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਸੋਂ, ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਮਾਫ ਕਰ ਦੇਣਾ, ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸਮਤ ਬਖਸ਼ਣ। ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰ ਹਨ, ਸਾਰੇ ਗ੍ਰਸਤੀ ਹਨ, ਕੰਮ ਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਨ, ਆਪਣੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਕਿਰਾਇਆ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਆਪ ਇੱਥੇ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ, ਕੰਮਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਛੁੱਟੀਆਂ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਨ, ਤੇ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਲੋੜ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ, ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਜਿਤਨੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ, ਜਿਤਨੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਭੇਟ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੈ ਮਾਇਆ ਦਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਮਾਇਆ ਭੇਟ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਾਇਆ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸੇਵਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ। ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚਮੁੱਚ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰ ਕਰੀਏ, ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੀ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜੀਏ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਇਸ ਕਾਰਜਾਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਲੋੜ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਤਾਂ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਪ ਜੀ ਜਿਤਨਾ ਦਸਵੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਇਸ ਸੇਵਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਲਾਓ, ਅਤੇ ਆਸ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਅਗਲੇ ਸਾਲ ਵੀ ਕੈਂਪ ਲਾਉਣ ਆਓਗੇ। ਇਤਨੀ ਅਰਦਾਸਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਸੰਗਤਾਂ, ਆਓ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਕੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਕਰੀਏ ਜੀ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।